The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, text, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Yes, indeed, we do it the easy way. And I always follow up with, it's not easy. Basically, when Eric he spent a lot of time preparing to do it the easy way, but it's a lot of work in the background. So, guys, here we are at May 21st. Can you believe that? And I was saying, and I've said on many shows, you know, if you're going to do something, don't keep putting things off because it'll never get done. If you have something that's, you know, on the table, do it. You know, like that T-shirt, just do it. So we talk about health. We talk about fitness and traveling and so on and so forth, and it's on all the archive shows. Follow through. We don't want to be baby boomers in a situation where we can't get around and we're out of shape. It doesn't have to be that way. So we're going to move along to our hot topic time, and let's see what we got going on for our hot topics.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic, Aretha is off today, and she gets into tech issues. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can do some kind of tech thing for you. And believe me, I'm not a tech person. I'm getting in there a little bit because of Eric. I'm starting to learn things. So MoneyUS.us News saw an article on 10 essential tech tools for older adults. So I'm going to give you those. Medication monitors to GPS insoles. These devices make life easier and healthier for seniors. I don't know if I want to consider seniors. I mean, baby boomers aren't really seniors, but seniors are cool. And I'm kind of there, so here they are. Number one is smartphones. More than 78% of Americans, 65% of these have cell phones, but only 30% have smartphones. So SeniorNet has seen its users' interest, check this out, move from computer to mobile devices. Okay, so number two, tablets and e-readers. Many seniors are replacing their computers with tablets, which give them bigger screens for video conferencing with their family. And number three, GPS makes it easier for seniors, well, basically, and everybody to get around. Of course, sometimes I found out that pulling out the old map works, too, if the GPS battery goes down. And you got four is Skype or FaceTime. Video call apps are very popular with seniors. And number five is fitness trackers. Wearable fitness monitors make it easier to monitor fitness and so on and so forth. So that's becoming a pretty popular situation because seniors want to keep track of what's going on. And number six is medication monitors. This is a new situation here. Medication system alerts using when it's time to take medication. And, you know, we want to, it's that medication. Don't take too much of that. Doctor says take it, you should take it. But working out and eating smart is good too. Number seven is smart watches. It has alarm buttons and also a medication reminder, fitness tracker, and optional activity sensors. So it tells you when it's time to go play tennis or whatever. Number eight is online estate repository. That's online service that has the ability to create a digital archive that includes wills and trusts. That's kind of cool stuff you should have. Okay. Number nine is transportation apps, ride-sharing services. And number 10 is, this is kind of cool, GPS insoles. For those of you that might have relatives that are in a situation where your, maybe grandfather or grandmother, whatever, has an Alzheimer's situation, and sometimes they can wander off, and this has an insole where the GPS goes in the insole and attracts them. So that's kind of cool, huh? So anyway, so much for that, and I hope that kind of helps out. And now it's time for Hot Topics time for Jim.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Okay, so I'm going to hit you with little news. The lowest unemployment rate in California since 1976. And, that's not bad. It's at a 17, and now this is in the country. It falls to a 17-year low. So President Trump's been doing his job there. President Trump calls for an investigation by the Justice Department of the FBI for involvement in a tampering with presidential elections. The Democrats were admitting tampering in the race with Hillary Clinton and the Bernie situation. So they're checking that out. And what do we got here? A 10-year-old fell into a fire pit in Newport Beach. Fortunately, there was an off-duty father that's no such thing as that. Off-duty fireman that was the father, and he pulled her out. She suffered some burns, but went to the hospital. Now she's back home. Economic talks between the U.S. and China result in a truce in the trade war. We don't want a trade war with China. China doesn't want one with us. The two countries are pulling back from their brink of a costly trade war after the world's two biggest economies reported progress in talks at bringing down America's massive trade deficit with Beijing. We got Santa Fe High School shooting left 10 dead and 10 hurt. It generated anti-gun laws, pushing for stricter gun ownership. This has happened often, but probably not in Texas. Strong. They support the gun laws. Schools moving to high-tech security and possibly arming teachers. That's very controversial. 54 students are in National Geographic Bees, the intellectual, you know, testing of these kids, and they go on their, questions and answer scenario. But out of the 54, only four girls in the fourth to eighth grade were picked for this. And the competition started in 1989. Scientists are moving into the political arena. You see Ronald Reagan and, President Trump, you have the celebrities, and now scientists are getting involved in that. That's going to be interesting. More homes threatened in Hawaii. The fissures release lava pouring into the ocean. It causes, there's toxic fumes coming up. Kilauea, the volcano on the Big Island, has, it's been erupting since 1983. This is nothing new, but this recent thing has caused 35 structures to be burnt and 1,500 evacuated. You got to remember, the volcano was also the number one attraction. And now it's, you got to stay away. So if you're planning on moving or whatever, be a little careful on that. Oh, guy, I'm just taking a breath. There's so much news I'm trying to get out to you guys. Three inmates escaped from a South Carolina prison. Authorities looking for them. I've got more, but we don't have time. We got to move on. There's another little interesting one that, kids learn cursive because they're doing their cursive, not just in class, but they're sending their cursive notes to senior citizens, which the seniors enjoy it, and they're, you know, writing back to them. So that's a new way of learning. And let's move on. So from there, we go to...
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And that's the way we do it. And I keep saying over and over, it's not E-A-S-Y, it's letter E, letter Z, and... We have a, this is our special guest time, but we have a very interesting special guest, and this is really interesting situation. This gentleman's been around. I'm not going to read his whole bio. It would take too long, but he's in the speaking circuit. He's just a gentleman that keeps up with all kinds of scenarios, and in the health world, his name is Eric Michaels. And I'll tell you what he's going to be talking about is some of the stuff I've read about is literally beyond amazing. It's got its controversial issues, but its healing issues are just like jaw-dropping. You know, I hear some of the things, I'll bring it up to him, but as far as healing goes, this could really change the game. So, Eric, are you on with us? We're running a little late here, but let me see if I got him and push a couple buttons. Eric Michaels.
I'm here, my friend. I'm here.
Here you go, Eric. How's it going? Thanks for coming out.
I'm doing great. I love your intro, and you know it does hit home when you talk about health and a bunch of other things. And you know, I don't know if you want me to go right into it or.
Well, if you want to hold on for about 20 minutes, let me talk more about you and start reading your bio, and then you can come on in about a half hour. How's that sound?
Nah, that won't work.
We got to get you in here because there's so much stuff. I mean, this is mind-boggling. And HGH and human growth hormone, and, you know, we got all the situations going on with it. The people talk about it, controversy, the positive, negative. But I'll tell you what, this is a real game changer, right?
Absolutely. I mean, HGH has been around and been studied for 30 plus years. But typically how they, you know, how they prescribed it, because most of the time it's being prescribed by a doctor, you have to get injectables. And injectables, I don't know about you, but it's not something I could never inject myself anyway, but even if I go to give blood, it kind of makes my, you know, I just get nervous. It's like
I'm on that, yeah.
Right?
I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm
so
with you there.
So I hate, hang on one sec. I'm on the phone. You know, so
okay,
a lot of times that.
Guys, Eric and I do not like needles, period.
Yeah,
okay, so
100%. 100%. So I was introduced to a product that's transdermal. It's one of a kind. And what transdermal means, it goes through your skin. So anywhere where you have veins and, you know, your skin is thin, like, wrists or the inside of your elbow or the back of your knee, top of your feet, it's absorbed within like a 30 second to a minute time frame, and it's getting absorbed at a micro level. So unlike the injectables where you read and you hear that, you know, there's side effects from it, there's not side effects from when you do it at such a micro dose. You're not leaving the HGH in your body to then get absorbed later, which becomes toxic. This product, the second you put it on, within a six, seven hour time frame, it's out of your body. So that's why you use it and you gel it, as they say, twice a day. And your body, you know, after the age of about 30, between 20, you know, that 26 and 30-ish age, your HGH level, which is a hormone, you know, it makes it so that things recover. You feel like you're, you know, you just feel, as I say to me, you know, in my age group, I'm 48. I feel like 20 years younger.
Wow. Okay. All right. We're straightforward talk here. I don't want to put you on the spot, but now this is years ago. I heard something about the older people are taking this hormone that is supposed to make them young, but then there's issues where, might not be good because you can't really change nature. But then again, this is pills and then whatever they're taking is a long time ago. So things have changed,
yep.
And now it's more user-friendly, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the company is New You Life. The founder of it has produced this product for 14 years. 7 years ago, it got FDA registered and also got a national drug code, which is NDC number. And to get those, you have to go through all, you know, that's a lot of stuff you got to go through to be able to get those numbers. Anyone in the pharmaceutical world would know.
Way before that. So that's
most of the time when people are taking it, it's injectables or it's in a prescribed form. And if you're ingesting it, it gets digested. It doesn't really work. This is in a lighter microdose, I think the safest and most effective way to use it. I mean, again, if you know a lot of people in Hollywood have been known to use HGH, and you can see them and they're in their 70s and, you know, they look incredible.
So is it where, say, you have a foot issue or you have a skin issue, your face, whatever, would you actually put this on that area, or does it go through your system and kind of work your whole system?
It goes through your system. So, you know, the HGH will go into the blood, and once it gets in there, I I'm not the doctor of it. I'm just a user of it. I love, I've used it now for about 4 or 5 months, and what I found is it finds where your ailment is and kind of rejuvenates it. You know, it's a weird thing to say. You know, I drive a lot with my job, in my full-time, what I do, I'm in the car a lot, so I travel. So I'll drive for a couple hours. And for the last 6 months, before I was using this product, I get out of the car and I had an Achilles tendon that would not go away, just a slight tinge. But when I got out of the car, it was always like more, not bearable, but it was like, why won't this go away? And then as a byproduct of using this product for, some other things also, it made that, I no longer have that issue. So I say to anyone,
got a question for you. First of all, I think you're too young. I don't think at your age you need to take anything. But if you think it's working at your age, fine. To me, 45 years old is pretty young.
48.
Okay.
48.
You're 48, then you better start using it. Okay. So what you're saying is, this HGH is going to replace those little bumps on the road, on the freeway, that wake you up if you're driving down the freeway and you start dozing and you hit these things, go bump, 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 and it starts waking you up. This is going to replace that. So where I'm going is, if I'm driving down the freeway and I often get tired and my car goes in automatic pilot, should I just put some of this on my skin and it'll wake me up?
No, it takes about, some people, again, the effects from, I think it affects everybody in the time frame a little differently, but for me, it took about 7 days. I've heard other people rub it on immediately and feel like if they have had a headache, it's gone away. But, for me, it was about 7 days. It then ended up being, I slept much deeper and I had vivid dreams. And if you look at, some of the websites out there, you'll see a lot of the testimonials of people saying that. Well, typically when you sleep deeper, your body will produce HGH through its pituitary gland anyway. So in combination with this and this making you sleep, better, the next part will be your mood. So within like a 2 week, between 2 and 3 weeks, my mood, I'm usually in a very good mood, but I was in an elevated good mood and focused mood. And then after about a month is when I realized that, what had happened to my Achilles tendon. I go to the gym 6 days a week. I do CrossFit. I'm pretty active. But at 48, the next day was always kind of like a soreness where, my knees wouldn't be as chipper as they were when I was in my 25, 30 age group, where if you're really doing a lot of heavy stuff at the gym, you take a day.
Yeah.
Now it's taken 2, maybe 3 days. Since the gel,
so
it's back to, where I felt like I was in my 30s.
In the sports world for baby boomers, I knew a lot of guys that were in the big sports and that. And boy, they're all aches and pains now with the knees and the football players and whatever, tennis, with the, the elbows and stuff. So this stuff will actually take these ailments that they've had for years and it can start literally healing them up.
Yep, that's what it does.
Now, I'm going to go a little bit past this now. This is like very interesting. Does it actually... they're talking about regrowing certain... say cells that are damaged, it can actually heal them and, make the cells come back the way they were. And I mean, I'm even going to go to the extreme where dental, where they say, am I in the right category here, where it can actually start repairing some of this stuff and rebuilding
like
it?
Yeah. I mean, that's what it ends up doing to a lot of these, between hair, between dental, between anything where, you know, that HGH, there wasn't enough in your body to make these cells continually reproduce and to grow. It's, you know, it's amazing. I say it's amazing to each and each, every, you know, every one of us to see what it does for you. You know, depending on how great you feel, and maybe you're tired at night, and this will give you the energy to make it so you're in the day, it's much longer. You know, or you have any sort of soreness or backache, it's worth trying. I say to everybody before you try any other prescribed medicine, because it's in your body already, and adding, you know, a certain percent back into your body, see what it does.
Okay, so if you had two boxes to check, and one box is, you know, like, God bless the dentist. They sometimes they're not fun to go to, but they help us in the long run. If you had a box to check, I'm going to go to dentist and have the drilling done, or I'm just going to put a little HGH on that area and have the tooth, you know, heal and be repaired. I think I would check the second box. So do you think now, say you have a situation where there, you got an infection, a cavity, and that, could this HGH situation actually kind of remedy that, do you think, where it actually redoes the cells for the dental too?
I've only been using it for, you know, this will be the fifth month, and I haven't been to the dentist since, so I have my 6 month checkup coming up, so let's see what he says about my gums and, you know, if I have any other cavities.
Yeah.
But you know what it does to the rest of the body, it's, you know, it works on that rejuvenation of the cells. So I would think, you know, since the teeth are a cell and your gums are a cell, it would help that also.
When you talk about the time frame of the, I mean, we have human growth hormones that are a little more active at a younger age, correct?
Yep.
Okay. What is the age you're talking about that they start slowing down? Is it 40s, 50s?
No, way earlier. Like 30, you know, some say after 25. I read anywhere from 25 to 30. In between that age is, you know, typically where it falls off, and it doesn't fall off just a little bit. It falls off a lot. You know, you're down to like 90%. No, you're down to 10% by the time you're in your 40s, which is, you know, far from what
your body
needs. Yep.
And what are the stats on, you know, say some of the people you've talked about, you work with, and what's the name of your company now? Tell the people.
The name of the company is New U Life. That's N-E-W and then U, just the letter. Life.
Okay, I spelled it right.
.com. Yep.
Yeah, I got it here. Okay, now, New U Life, and... now, you have the it's a cream you put on, and
it's a gel. They call it a gel. It's more a cream would be, you know, I think if a cream is something that lasts on your skin longer, a gel is more like evaporative. So, you know, I think within, you know, 30 seconds to a minute, it gets absorbed by your skin, so it's no longer on. You don't feel it on your skin anymore, so they call it a gel.
Yeah. Okay. So how about you know, you'll go to a dermatologist or something, you see the before and after pictures. How what do you guys have regarding, say, Bob Jones, making up a name here? He had a bad shoulder or whatever.
There's
the situation.
Tons and tons. All I could say is since the company
has
launched,
tons,
you know, the launch, the product's been around for 14 years, seven since the FDA, and really in the, you know, the mass market since December, well, really the beginning of the year, let's say January, that there's testimonial pages. There's, you know, pictures before and after for wrinkles, for hair growth, for hair color. You know, you read them and you go, oh my God, I can't believe this is the truth. And then
okay,
you meet the people who are then.
Not that there's any vanity in us baby boomers, but say there's a woman or a man watching and maybe in their 60s and they're not quite happy with the new set of wrinkles they got. Can this stuff affect and maybe take away or whatever you want to say some of the, you know, effects of aging on the face, the dryness and the wrinkling?
Yeah, 100%. I notice it myself. I mean, I'm only 48, but, you know, I'm not very wrinkly. You know, it's just
now, is
it's
it
been
put
5 months.
Actually
it's been
on
5 months.
Face or is,
no,
is
I don't. Again, it
area?
Goes in through. No, it gets absorbed. And then, you know, like I said, I think it gets used wherever the body needs it. So, you know, from your skin to your, you know, your wherever, you don't have to rub it on.
If you had a bad ankle, you'd put it on that area. If you had a few wrinkles, you'd actually put it on
no,
the face.
No. You're not going to put it anywhere aside from your wrist, the back of your knee, your elbow. You don't need to put it on your spot. Yeah, it gets absorbed, and then from there it works through the bloodstream.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right, so that's interesting. All right, so I – geez, this is so interesting. This is unbelievable, and this is a life changer. And where do you see this going? I mean, is it – a product that's still evolving? Because it seems like this is going to be a big-time game changer.
Yeah, it's a game changer. The product isn't evolving. The production line is in, you know, let's say they're revamping it. They, you know, a lot of there was a lot of demand at the beginning from January through the beginning of, you know, even now, but let's just say the beginning of March or beginning of May for the last 5 months. And the company, it takes a few weeks, takes about 5 weeks to make the product, and they got overwhelmed with the demand. So, you know,
wow.
I see this business and I see this brand and I see, you know, this one of a kind. It's not like someone can knock them off. You can't get this in Costco. You can't get it in, you know, any of the other brands, and you can't get it online unless you buy it through a distributor in the company, which is kind of cool.
So interesting. This is amazing. Oh, I could just keep hitting you with questions over and over. We got a time situation. We got to move along here, but I want to thank you because I know you're a busy guy and you've met Eric and got involved with Easy. What do you think of that situation?
I love it. I love what you guys are doing online and alerting the masses in a direction that, you know, goes through what we love, the internet and also from radio.
Wow, so fill us in on, you know, how we get the product, where do they go, your information.
Yep. The easiest way to get the product is that URL that I had said before, the newulife.com. That's newu and then life.com. And then you're going to go /, and it's EZ, just the letters, and then WAY, the way. So Easy Way, and that'll go right into the portal. You can then get the product. You can also sign up for the business. That's a whole different discussion that we can have at a different time. But for those that are interested, this is a business also that you can partake in. And, you know, between the beginning of January and now, there's about 13,000 distributors that have signed up. So it's a expanding business for sure.
Well, thank you for all that information and how to get in touch and everything. And Eric Michaels, folks, thanks, Eric, for coming on because I know you got
a
busy schedule.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And I'd like to have you on again. And like I say, this is amazing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. So long, Eric. See, guys, I told you, these are the kind of guests we have on, and this is game-changing stuff. And for us baby boomers, we love it. And it is time to move along with our reports, our gem time. So until we get to that, I just want to say I think I'm in line for this. We have so many situations. I do reports on the baby boomers, and I want to report positive. But, you know, and when we retire, we want to be in good shape.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time
for
gems from Jim.
Okay, guys, I'm going to hit you with an article I saw on U.S. News, 12 Ways to Spend Retirement. But I'm going to split that up, and I'm going to go 6 and 6 because I just had to get Eric on a little bit longer because this is so interesting. 12 ways to spend that cash after retirement. Okay, if you've worked your whole life, it's time to enjoy it. So here's a couple. I'm just going to give you a couple. And then I want to move into Carmelita's Corner. Number one, this is what they have listed. Get a companion. All right, they're talking about having a dog. It could cost $400 or so the first year, and then they average about $328 a year after that. Makes a good companion. It keeps you in shape because you're giving it walks and so on and so forth, and it's good for you emotionally. Okay, in fact, mine, I taught my dog how to scratch my back. And number two is eat well. Buy fresh fruits, veggies. You've got the time to do this, so now you can do it right and stay healthy. Number three on the list is get extra medical attention. Concierge care, which usually costs between $1,500 to $2,000 a year, and it's not usually covered by insurance, can provide a long-term list of medical benefits. Four, they have listed take a trip, relaxing on a vacation, wherever you're going. You've worked a long time. You got a right to go somewhere. Number five, visit loved ones. Your schedule is now open to go where you want, do what you want, so go on those visits. And number six, connect with younger generation. It'll keep you young. Okay, from that, guys, this has been very interesting, all this, and I want to move into our Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
All right, everybody. All right, all right, all right. We're here, and with great cheer. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, I've got a great guest lined up today. Unbelievable. His name is Lamar Deuce Lubin. And oh my goodness, I can't believe I've got him on my radio show. But here he is. He is a platinum recording artist. He was with the group DRS, and for 4 years, they had a top hit called Gangsta Lean, which we're going to hear a little bit of before we exit the show today. Anyway, good morning, Lamar.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been looking forward to this for some time now, and I've got some unbelievable friends lined up that are probably wondering when are we going to do this. But, you know, I've been so blessed with so many great people, and they just seem to come out of the woodwork. And so anyway, our number is up now today, Lamar, and here you are to share your presence with our audience. And according to the latest stats, we're averaging about 500 listeners a show. So they're moving on up, like my friend Janae Dubois sang, moving on up. And here we are with you. So anyway, I want to tell our listeners a little bit about you. You come to us from Redwood City, California, and you have resided there, and you moved on to a place called Arden Mall, where you were strolling and ran into two members that became the DRS group, and they invited you to get on board because you have a Jodeci style voice. And at first you passed on the opportunity, but then you decided that you would join them, and you wound up getting signed to Capitol Records, and your hit record, Gangsta Lean, well, I think most everybody's heard that. Now, there are actually two different versions of that. Can you tell how that came about?
With my Gangsta Lean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're right. I started college in Louisiana Southern University. Give it up from SU in the house. And I was home. I was doing an internship at the local affiliate, Channel 3, NBC. And these guys came up to me, and they were like, hey, you know, we want you to come audition. And I'll be honest with you. I was like, well, I'm in college. And, you know, I'm going to graduate. I don't think this is for me. But something in me said, you know what? I have two cousins that could sing. Let me bring them along. Well, long story short, my cousins couldn't make it, and I'm kind of a man of my word. So I said, you know what, I'll go to the audition, and I know they probably won't like me, and I'll just go and just do what I do. And I went to the audition, and they loved me, and they were like, hey, we think we can get a contract with you. And I sang for them. 2 days later, Eazy-E called me. We asked me, could I fly to L.A. so he could hear me sing personally, and the rest is history. We did a demo deal with Eazy, and he was supposed to sign us, but MC Hammer came in and said, hey, I can get you a better deal, let's do this and that. And we ended up signing with MC Hammer as our manager, and he in turn got us the contract with Capitol Records.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never thought that. I didn't really think. I thought maybe we'll have a record and some people would hear it, but I just never thought it would get to be like now. It's like 5-6 million, sold. I just never thought it would get to that point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite a track record. And then also, you co-wrote a song called No More Love, which became the soundtrack for the movie Jason's Lyric. And
yeah.
You can be heard on the title track, You Will Know, which featured artists as like D'Angelo, Brian McKnight, Boys to Men, Gerald Levert. And, these are names that are household names. And, it just shows that you're in that league. And you've also worked with, as you mentioned, MC Hammer, Digital Underground. And you've also performed with the Soulicious, which is one of the Southern California hottest show bands. And you've also toured on the international stage live in London and Japan and Amsterdam. Can you tell us how all of that has fit into your consciousness, I guess we could say, how all of that has impacted you as an individual?
Well, I can't finish the interview without just giving praise and honor to, I have an adopted grandmother named Linda Hopkins. She's my grandma.
Exactly, yes.
When I got into the business, I used to, how you're young and you don't want to listen to your grandma, and she would tell me things, and I would be like, oh, you older, you don't know what you're talking about, but everything she taught me through the show. Well, I'll be honest, I'm being real, when you're young, you don't want to listen, but I really do wish sometimes
I wouldn't listen
more.
You sound like a typical teenager, the typical teenagers think the elders don't know anything, and, it's a typical.
And I was so wrong, She would say things. I'd be like, oh, grandma, you know what you're talking about. And then later on, I'd be like, oh, my God, she really knows. And so what happened is once when I got with Capitol Records, I went to go visit her because she used to live on she lived in a penthouse right where you could actually see the Capitol building.
That's right.
And I let her know, and she was so happy. And she gave me some tips and told me some things to do. And I remember I told her something, and she told me, you're going to be back here. And I said, I'm about to be rich. I'm about to do this. And she was right. I had to come back home. And then she told me, listen to me. And she said, trust me, baby. And one thing she told me, she said, it's okay to do the R&B, but you got to learn. I want you to go take theory classes, and I want you to learn about the business, and I want you to learn not just to sing, but to learn the art and the business of doing music and singing. And she told me one thing. She said, and if you want to start traveling, you want to start getting club gigs and people to hire you, you need to learn the blues. And so I learned the blues, and she was right. I got to tell you a little story. When she got her star in the Walk of Fame, 2005, I helped out a little bit, but I didn't think I was going to, perform because they had all these great performers, Spanky Wilson and you're right, Jeanette Dubois was there and the Payne sisters, Sherry Payne and Freda Payne and all of these, and all these great singers that had grown up, to admire. And in the midst of all that, a lady comes up to me and says, your grandma wants you to sing. And I was like, huh? She wants me to sing. And we had just had a conversation about singing the blues. And I said, yeah, I'll get to it. And I got up on stage, and I was going to sing a Luther Vandross song, and I remember Al Treat, grandma's a bass player, and Quentin Dinard.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Dinard was the drummer. And they said, you can't sing no R&B, and your grandma's the queen of the blues. You got to sing blues songs. And I told them, I said, well, they say sing the songs that she make you get up on stage and sing with her. And I told him, I said, well, she always acts like she's sick and she makes me sing the first verse. And I don't know the second verses because she gets up. She's better by then and she finishes the song. So I said, but I do sing a song that she always tells me I do a great job. And I said, it's called Try a Little Tenderness. And
oh, yes. I love the way you do that one.
And she told me, you know what? She told me one time we were driving somewhere. We were driving down the coast one time, and the actual song came on, and she said, "You didn't tell me you recorded that." And I said, "That ain't me." I said, "That was really Elvis Redding." And she said, "Baby, that's your song." She said, "The national song." And so I actually did it at Paramount Studios for her when she was getting her star, and the crowd went crazy. And
I was there, I remember.
You remember, nobody was listening to me in the beginning. And when I hit that, when I dropped to my knees, everybody was like, "Oh my God." And when I got off stage, there's a guy who used to own the Vine Bar and Grill. And he said, "Do you do the blues?" And she looked at me and I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Be at my house on Monday."
Yes, I know she was always encouraging about the blues because I remember she used to ask me to do that. She said, "You need to learn the blues." And that was her thing, you know. So
she
that
loved
was
the
great.
Blues. And
yes,
I'll tell you
yes,
that,
she
and that
was
great
at that.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'll tell you, because you were so wonderful to her. She loved you so much. And you got performing with her and having you honor her and stuff like that. I tell people that being with someone that great, that really instills in you and really loves you and really tries to encourage you, I just feel so blessed from God that she was in my life and I was able to have someone. And I think that and I have to give it to you, Carmelita, because you do that with a lot of people. You have put people on your stages and you know what I'm saying, and you always try to bring people out and show them their talent, because you're very talented. You can do your own thing. You could be like Hollywood and excuse me, and be like, "It's just about me," but you've never been like that. You've always spread it out, and you've always wanted to let other people shine as well as yourself. So I love that about you.
Oh, well, thank you, Lamar. But, you know, we're just, a reflection of the higher power, you know, because it's in us. And if you love people, that's just the way it is. You know, the way I look at it is we are all angels having an earthly experience with one wing. But when we get together with another person and they have a wing and we have a wing, the two of us together, we can fly. Because I don't think it's all about me. I think it should always be about we. And that's the way I like to go.
You know what the trip is? You know, you're about to make me cry. Grandma used to say, you know, she used to always say, never be scared to share your stage. She said, because when you share your stage, you get blessed even more. And she said, you know, and if that person outdid you on your stage and it really wasn't your night.
Oh,
but she would always encourage, and you know, and people have always asked me, "You don't mind sharing your stage?" And I said, "No, I don't, because I know if I do that, you get blessings that way." And she used to, I always took that to heart when she said that.
Well, you know, it's not that you do that to get the blessing. You just do it because you do it. You know, it's just that that we're all here to share and care. I mean, you know, it's just that when we realize that we should be servants, and you know, not you know, I just love this little story that our priest told in church one time. He was talking about how the difference was between heaven and hell. He said that he was taking a tour, you know, and that heaven had a long table with people around it, and they all had long spoons, and there was a big pot of food in the middle. And let me start out with the other place first, the place down below. Their room looked exactly the same, but the only thing is they couldn't reach that food that was in the middle with those long spoons to feed themselves because the spoon was too long. And so when you go to the room that was heaven, it looked exactly the same, except those people were happy because they were feeding each other.
Mm.
You see the difference?
That is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And listen, Lamar, on that note, I know you've got some things coming up. I'm going to be posting them on our timeline, and you're on Easy Way Broadcasting now. And they actually put on a great blurb on the blog, and I want people to go to easywaynetwork.com and look some of this stuff up. But you're on there, and
can I just mention it real quick?
Yes.
I'm singing, I've been really blessed. I sing with a lady named Barbara Mason who does Are You Ready? And she sings a lot of hits. She's been around since the 60s. And I'll be doing her song. I'll be doing her on May 26th at the Duke Majan Center in Mission Hills. And then July 15th, I'll be at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, and I'm going to be hosting a Southern Soul concert. And that benefits GEMS, which is education research, and they do scholarships for kids. And that's July 15th, and I'll have Calvin Richardson, Pokey Bear. It'll be Gary Jenkins from Silk. Jeff Floyd, I believe, is on it. And there'll be some other artists as well.
Well, Lamar, on that note, I want to play us out with your great hit, and I want to thank you for coming on board Carmelita's Corner, which is hosted by Radio Boomers Live on Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And so
look for DRS coming up as well.
Okay, now here we go.
Thank you so much.
This is from our homie. Well.
In that gangster lane, that gangster lane.
This is for my homie. This is for my homies. Well, see you when I get there.
In that gangster lane, that gangster lane.
My God, my God, to pass on the message from me. Tell him put down those dice for a second, Lord. Listen to his homie. Could you tell him I'll never let go of his memory so his son will know.
Wow, that's a talented man, I'll tell you. It's Carmelita finds some really gifted, interesting people, that's for sure. And guys, it's just so amazing how fast these weeks come up and how fast these months go by. So like I said in the beginning of the show, you know, like the T-shirt said, just do it, because I'll tell you what, you turn around and 5 years goes by or 10 years goes by. I was at the VA and this guy next to me was talking to somebody saying, I can't believe I've been out of the service for 5 years already. And I'm counting on my hand, 10, 20, 30, 40. And it's like, geez, I've been out of the military over 40 years. And I remember when I got in the fire department back in Illinois, my dad had said, 20 years goes by fast. And that was meaning, well, what he meant was after 20 years, you can retire, get your pension. And I mean, that was back in 74. So it all goes fast. So if you're going to do something, put the plans together and do it. So guys, I wasn't a coffee drinker, but I'm, you know, Tyler's Coffee is a situation where it's actually a healthy coffee. It doesn't have the acid and so on. And I'm kind of getting involved in that. This guy's got a really interesting situation put together with coffee. It tastes good and it's healthy for you. Promo code the easy way for a discount. And we got the Grace Women's Conference be coming up. It's helping women feel appreciated and so on. Be talking more about that. And Safe Solutions Now, our group in Utah, we've got a bus that's going to be put together, painted. Well, it's put together already. It's going to be painted with an unbelievably custom paint that's got actually light molecules in the paint. And we're going to be putting this together as the Hope Tour. I think we have 14 cities planned to go on a tour, and we will be basically bringing attention to better education through Janelle Garner. Has a situation, and her statistics are unbelievable with that. And then we have remember to subscribe to Easy Way Networks, Easy Way Network. singular.com, and become an Easy Way business member. Contact 424-209-9290. And I wanted to get that in there, but going back to the Safe Solutions, It's going to be called the Hope Tour, and Janelle Garner is talking about the education. The statistics with this are mind-boggling, and all the gifts she has with that. And Greg Cameron, he's the, I believe he's the president of the situation, and he is a very interesting and resilient individual that just keeps moving forward. And he's going to be basically spearheading this trip too. And it's going to be, well, we're going to have education. We're going to have a healthy water and nutrients. And there's going to be the spotlight brought on the foster program. And there's just going to be a lot of situations, better visions for children. And we're just going to bring light to several nonprofits that that need this attention, because there's so many situations out there. Inspired Images Studios down in Vista. Amazing people, Jim and Lauren. A beautiful studio that's built off of their it's about it's on their property, not attached to the house, but they have a beautiful studio offset from that, and they bought the old post office building in Vista, and they're remodeling that. There's going to be a big launch. We'll get you the data on that. Oh, I had to take a breath. There's so much going on. Easy Way Magazine. And that, I'm going to see if I can squeeze a little article in there for you on that one. But, you know, there's so much stuff going on in this tech world, and so much changing with the AI. I saw a little video. They actually had these twins sitting there, twin sisters, except one of them wasn't real. She was an artificial intelligent lady. And they looked at each other, and the face and the hair, everything was identical. And the computers are actually improving on themselves and movement. And so it's like the, what was it, 2001, where the computer took over, HAL or something. The people weren't keeping up, so the computer took over. So anyway, guys, I have to take a breath. I try to keep you updated on news and all kinds of stuff like that, on health, education, where to invest, best ways to stay healthy, best foods to eat. And there is so much stuff going on, like with our guest today, with the HDH and so on. So much stuff going on to keep you healthy and keep you informed. And until then, Radio Boomers Live has got to be signing out, guys. So stay active, stay healthy, and keep the faith strong. Until then, Radio Boomers Live signing out till next Monday morning at 10 o'clock. A lifetime of memory going down the drain. I like to keep stepping, but I can't get past the pain.
Tell them put down those dice for a second, Lord. Listen to me.